Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not no. Take a stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Stand for holiness.
That's right, my friend. It's now time to take a stand. For even the world has a saying that if we don't stand for something, we'll certainly fall for anything. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank all of you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right on this station. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years, none other than in the person of?
Well, I'm Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Broadcast Ministry, an outreach ministry that is especially formulated to minister to God's people in these end times. And I tell you what, we just thank and praise God for you tuning in to all of our friends near and far, throwing the high five your way. And without any further preliminaries, going to ask my beautiful wife, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture and lead us before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm coming out of Romans 12, 19 to 21. And it reads like this. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, in thine enemy hungry, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you even for your word today. Lord, letting us know, God, that we cannot take vengeance in our hand, that vengeance is yours,
yes,
saith the Lord. And we know out there in the radio land, Lord God, there's many of them holding unforgiveness in their heart.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, yes, you gave them that scripture because somebody needs to hear today,
yes,
that they got to let it go and give it to you. Because you said vengeance is yours. You shall and will repay. So, Father, we thank you today as you touch the many ones that's listening to let it go, God, because you are the one will make it right. Father, we thank you today. We continue to give you praise and glory for all the things that you're doing, all the things that you've done. Father, we just ask you to just have mercy on your people. For we know, Lord God, the closing is getting closer and closer. And, Lord, we're just thankful how we look now. Here it is, going to be Thanksgiving next week, Lord God, and the year just flew so fast. And Lord, we know we're in the end time. And we're asking you, God, to help your people, Lord, to come to the knowledge of you so that you will have whole glory to God. Hallelujah, God. So many, Lord, might not even see this year out, Lord God, because nobody witnesses to him. And even the ones, Lord God, let them know how to go about to be a witness. And not just with their mouth, Lord, but with their heart. Lord, show your people in this end time how to really be a true effective witness.
Yes.
And Lord, sometimes you don't even have to say nothing yourself, but live a life around them. For some, God, you have to say something to. For some, Lord God, just being an example. But Lord, nevertheless, let us do what you have us to do in this end time. Have mercy on all your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Truly, we thank and praise God for you, you and you on today. And amen. You might be going through some things in your life right now.
Yes.
You might be experiencing some major or minor technicalities in your life. But brothers and sisters, yes, we are in the end times. Yes, the Lord is soon to come. But the power of God is still made manifest in the life of the believers today. And you may not be a believer today. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you said, you know what, if God is real, he wouldn't have let my mom die. He wouldn't have let my dad die.
Yes.
But you know what? One thing about it, brothers and sisters, and God gave me this at an early age, Minister Mildred, that our parents and loved ones are just tools that God used to bring us into this existence. But it is our primary function to point children back in the direction of God Almighty, to let them know that, yes, God used my body, just like the light bulb cannot shine without the electricity going through it. But the light bulb ain't the electricity.
Mm.
It's just a source that is used to illuminate. And so are we as vessels, lumps of clay on this earth. God has used us, amen, to help bring other life forms into this life. But the Creator himself has purpose for that individual. And we must point our children, our relatives and family members back into that frame of mind. But again, we thank and praise God for you tuning in today. And those of you, our family and friends and acquaintances and those that we have met down through the years, all of Alexandria, Alexandria, we love you. Pineville, we love you. LeCount, we love you. Appaloosas, we love you. Amen. And some of the other places that I'm not even familiarized with. Amen. But we want to let you know, Rapides, we love you. And wherever we can be heard, Bunky, we love you today. Yes, that's right. Jonesboro, we love you. Jonesville, Faraday, we love you. And we want to let you know that we are accessible and available. Amen. We'd like to invite you, if you're in the Natchez area, that's right, my friends up around Vidalia and Faraday and those that are close, Jonesville, listen, we want to let you know that we are just a hop, skip, and a jump away. And we are inviting you to come be our guest at the One Way Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi. All denominations are welcome. All seats are free. All genders are welcome. Whether you're a man, you're a woman, you're a boy, you're a girl, amen. And certainly, I give this invitation to all sinners. I don't care what your hang-up is. You are certainly welcome. I'm here to tell you that Jesus was hung up for our hang-ups.
Yes.
Yes, I don't care what you're experiencing. You might have some severe habits in your life that you're dealing with, and you don't know how to shake them. But brothers and sisters, can I tell you something? The God that I serve is able to help you in any dilemma that you're currently experiencing right now. Amen. I don't care if you're a drug addict. We're inviting you to come. As a matter of fact, amen, you're welcome to come to any of our services. We meet every Sunday for Sunday school starting at 10 o'clock a.m. And it morphs into a morning service. That's right. What I'm saying, when I say morph, we let the Spirit of God take full control. Amen. We don't have a mandate or a itinerary to go by to try to usher the power of God in. However the Lord chooses to do, then we let him have his way in doing that. That's right. In the middle of a service, if God tells us to pray for somebody while we're teaching, amen, we will stop teaching and attend to what God wants done. It ain't what Bishop Townsend wants done.
Yes.
Amen. It's what the Holy Spirit wants done. And so, therefore, if you are there today, and we want to let you know, amen, that even our Bible class is a service for deliverance.
Yes.
And those of you that need deliverance, you're going through some things in your life. Amen. Amen. I'm inviting you to come be a part of that service. Bring the alcoholic. That's right. On a Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Yes. Inviting, amen, those of you that are bound by demonic influence. That's right. You're hearing stuff move inside the house.
Jesus.
Yes, that's right. You're hearing strange noises in the house. You're hearing voices. Come on by. We need to minister deliverance to you. That's right. Your children. You're hearing strange voices, and you're hearing your children talk to imaginary friends. Bring them.
My Lord.
Yes, it's happening.
Yes.
Right in your house. That child's telling you, and you're saying, oh, my baby got a mental problem. Uh-uh, your baby ain't got a mental problem. Your baby has come in contact with demonic influence.
Jesus.
Yes, that's right. My friend that comes out at night,
mm.
My friend, and they get mad at me when I don't play with them. Yes, your children have come in contact with some demonic influence. I need you to bring those children to 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi. where Satan recognizes authority, yes, and he recognizes power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Ain't no time for being a son of Sceva.
That's it, baby.
Amen. Because when you're a son of Sceva, amen, you know what? I know people have tried to deal with demonic influence, Minister Mildred, and you know what? They end up becoming possessed themselves.
Exactly.
Yes, amen. Mm. You know, I remember that movie, The Exorcist, years ago. And you know what? And it happens. But only the plot in the movie is that when the priest was no longer able to exorcise or get the spirit to come out of the child that was possessed, Minister Mildred, do you know what he foolishly said? He foolishly said, take me. Take me. And if you are not rooted and grounded in Jesus and you're trying to cast out spirits, that's literally what you're saying.
My Lord.
That's right. Jesus. That's literally what you are saying. This thing ain't nothing to play with.
That's right. That's
this
right.
thing ain't nothing to play with. But deliverance is taking place at 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi. I'm inviting you to come out. Husbands, wives, amen. It doesn't matter, amen. A deliverance is going on. And you know what? We're not having a special service where we've got prophets coming from out of town. Uh-uh. The power of the Holy Ghost is available,
yes,
now.
Hallelujah, yes.
Amen. I don't need to call a prophet. Amen. The Holy Ghost is all the prophet I need to bring deliverance in your life right now. Praise be to God. Amen. That's all I need is the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Paul was going to the hour of prayer, Minister Mildred, and the Bible says that the damsel that had a soothsaying spirit on her. What type of spirit was that? That was a spirit that was able to go from person to person, and it was what we call a spy spirit.
Yes.
A spy spirit that is able to go to Bishop Townsend's house. He's able to go to your house and spies and sees what's going on. And then it will come and sit down in the spirit of that young damsel. And when the people come to her to get their fortune read, she can tell them something about themselves. You see, brothers and sisters, in the manifestation of what we call the supernatural and the phenomenal, Satan has been masquerading behind things a long time. Those of you that had been hoodwinked years ago watching John Edwards crossing over, speaking to dead spirits. Yes, you fell for that. Yes, yes, yes. And many of you are trying to communicate with your dead parents, but that is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Sylvia Brown, who just recently passed. Mm-hmm. These people who harbor these spirits in their body. In other words, they become a prostitute. You know what a prostitute does? She lets any man who has the money she's looking for enter into her. And we have many so-called prophets. That's what they have become now. They have become nothing but spiritual prostitutes, and they allow familiar spirits to come inside of them to give information concerning you. But when you don't know the truth and you want something so bad, yes, many of us have opened our children up to demonic activity by going to the root worker years ago. You went to the witch doctor trying to find out what was wrong with your child, and you didn't understand that you opened them up for even more demonic influence. And though that child may claim to be saved now, Minister Mildred, you gave that spirit territorial rights over your child. But I believe in deliverance, and I believe in the power and the magnitude of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I know somebody saying, Bishop, I need to come see you and Minister Mildred. 111 Cloverdale Road. Make your way there tomorrow. Make your way there tomorrow. No, we're not having a special service. But I believe in the power of deliverance, and I don't have a $50 line. I don't have a $100 line. I don't have a $500 line or a $1,000 line. But I believe in this dispensation of time that the children need to be set free from the power of the enemy. And like Jesus told many people, once God sets you free, here's what the word he left with them. Go and sin
no more.
Why, Minister Mildred?
Unless a worse thing come. You know, because even the scriptures bishops tell you about, you know, a lot of time when these spirits are being cast off of you, and then you go around and, you know, don't cover yourself and don't get filled up with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And these spirits will come back because they want to come back and they want somewhere to live. And not only will they come back, they bring seven more wickeder than the one before. So these things, like you, when you was talking, I'm saying to myself, he's sure telling the truth. This is nothing to play with. So many people are bound.
Let me
tell you
something.
So many people.
Minister Mildred, God has given me, and I thank God for it. And it's not only me, but to the believers that are functioning in the body of Christ. You have it too. Amen. The gift of discernment of spirits.
Yes.
And many of God's people, though you're professing to be saved, though you're professing to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, many of you have been partakers in sorcery and witchcraft. Yeah, you went to that man, they said that's got, what, two heads and four heads.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. Amen. And you know what? These people are only concerned about getting money from you. But when you know the power of God, think about this. Minister Mildred, when the Holy Ghost at first fell, and it was spreading like wildfire, and the disciples were going to different places, the apostles, and they were laying hands. Peter and them were laying hands on people, and the Holy Ghost was coming from the laying on of hands. Now, remind you, Simon the sorcerer saw them do this, Minister Mildred. And you know what he said? Mm-hmm. He said, let me give you money. Let me give you money that whosoever I lay hands on, mm-hmm. they can receive the Holy Ghost also. So now, if it was a money thing, then Peter would have said, come on with it. Come Amen. On, come on, bless the man of God. Yes, that's right. Come on, bless the man of God.
Come on,
bless him. But because it's not a money thing, what's the first thing that Peter told the soothsayer who was wanted to transform into a Christian? See, this thing has to be sincerity of heart.
Amen.
The first thing he told him, now watch this, Simon got baptized in Jesus' name. Apparently, he had not received the Holy Ghost. But Simon the sorcerer wasn't looking at that. He was looking for a way to expand his ripoff scheme.
Like it is today.
His ripoff scheme.
Yes.
And he wanted to look for a way to advance his ripoff scheme. And so he told the disciple, he said, look, let me give you money, because that's what this thing is about.
Come on.
See, the scam thing is about money.
Money.
You give me money and I'll give you what I want you to have.
This ain't no plaything.
But I thank God for the true
yes, Lord.
Man of God. He said, your money
shall perish
with you.
Yes.
Notice how he didn't sugarcoat the thing and put it for what it really is.
No, he didn't.
You see, he knew the dispensation as to what Jesus Christ had called him to do, and he could not deviate from that assignment. You know, a prostitute would do anything you wanted to do. Anything, Minister Mildred.
Oh, definitely.
As long as you pay them, she'll tell you what you need to hear. She'll tell you, I love you. And I'm talking about the male prostitutes, too, because they got escort service where women are buying them.
My God.
And he'll tell her anything she need to hear. And that's the way the enemy operates in this dispensation of time. That prostitute will tell you how fine you are, and if I had a man like you, and, you know, I don't know why your wife don't appreciate you. They will tell you anything you need. See, that's what Simon the sorcerer wanted to continue doing. Tell the folk anything they wanted to hear so that he could maliciously keep financing his expedition. And he knew one thing. In order to make some money, you got to give some money. Why are you looking so solemn, Minister Mildred?
Oh, no.
Why are you looking
so melancholy? I'm taking that in, Bishop, because that is nothing but the truth. That's what they do. And we're living in a time where all of what you're talking about, what we see even today, this word is true. Every book of the Bible, 66 books of them.
Let me share something with you. I remember when I was at a station in Greenwood. And you know what? Even most of our secular our Christian artist that sing songs. And I remember that even there's one that called himself the God son. I'm not going to say his name, but he calls himself the God son of Shirley Caesar. And because he called himself the God son of Shirley Caesar, I guess it was going to be a catalyst used to draw a bigger crowd. And I remember when I was in Greenwood, he would minister Mildred. He would, and this other guy spent money to advertise him on the radio. And he told the people, he said, I'm going to be walking the aisles. I'm going to be calling you out. And I'm going to be telling you what's going wrong with you. And when he did that, a red flag in my Holy Ghost mind said, wait a minute, that's not how the Spirit of God operates.
It doesn't.
That's not how the power of God operates. And so what happened was, here's what he did. He got in cahoots with this other bishop up there. And you know what they did? They hyped all the people to come to that meeting.
Yes.
And this particular song artist never showed up.
Right.
And when the people were sitting around waiting for him to show up, the bishop told the people, said, well, even though he ain't came yet, here's an envelope for the offering.
Mm.
The people came to see this prophet,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This prophet singer. It was a scam. It was a con game, and the people did not have sin. See, when you've been under the spell of witchcraft and sorcery, I don't care. You can speak in tongues. Your mind is still warped.
Yes, it is, Bishop.
Amen. Because the power of God tells us that gifts and callings come without repentance. When God does something, he don't take it back. But here's the thing about it. That woman that was so beautiful, that was a gift that God gave her. But because she didn't understand who she was, she took her gift and let it transform her into a prostitute. That gift of preaching or that gift of prophesying, because you don't know who you are in the Lord, then the enemy turns you into a prostitute. What is a prostitute? They just don't give their money away. They do it for money. And so when we get to the place in the body of Christ where it becomes a money thing, you know, many people ask Bishop Town, they say, what do you charge to come and preach, Minister Mildred? And I tell them, unless you can do what Jesus did, you ain't got enough money.
Yes.
You don't have enough money if you can't do what Jesus done. And I have to let them know it was all done on the cross. But the truth of the matter is, if you know that the man of God or woman of God has to travel and they have to come a great distance, it's nothing wrong with you giving them some gas money and something to eat.
No.
And to let them know that.
That's right.
But, you know, some preachers, if you don't come up with, and I'm talking about local preachers.
I know.
If you don't come up with the money that they tell you, well, Bishop Townsend, how much do you charge to come and run a revival for me 3 days? Oh, that'll be $3,000, $1,000 each night. I'm right here with you.
Mm.
I'm telling you, we're in the lateness of the hour.
Yes, we are.
Where people have to wake up and understand that time is running out. And that you need to make your calling and election sure. Amen. Your children are dying. Your families are dying.
My God.
Amen. That's right. Homosexuality is running rampant among our children, our sons, our daughters. These things are happening around us each and every day. Spiritual wickedness is taking place. Our children are getting involved in witchcraft at early ages. In many cases, they're learning it right in school. It is part of their curriculum. Yes. Right in the colleges, right in the courses of getting ready to go from eighth grade to ninth grade, they're learning demonic activity. They're learning how to make Harry Potter part of their courses. Harry Potter was a young wizard, Minister Mildred, a young wizard, and they were trying to say that he was a good witch. There's no such thing as a good witch. There's no such thing as white magic. That's better than black magic. It is all done by Satan. You have something to share?
Amen. And while you was talking, and Bishop, you was talking on the level of the college students. They're even introducing this on a lower scale with the children coming up. You're talking about preschool. I remember during our time when they used to, Bernie. You remember the Bernie?
Yeah, the little dinosaur.
Yes, and they was saying that he was going to make him a gay, you know, certain things, little things like that, they began to introduce to our children, you know, way before they get to college and all of that. And it's sad that we're sit back, we'll let our children listen to so many other things that shouldn't be even introduced to them. And then all of a sudden, we get frustrated and overwhelmed. But, you know, you have to start when the children are little, when they're small. To teach them.
Well, you first, Minister Mildred, you have to renounce certain activity even in your walk.
Exactly.
As a child of God.
That's
see, because coming up, we were infiltrated with things that would help bred us for supernatural activity also. Though it was harmlessly done, it was designed to bring in what was called a New Age movement. And it started earlier in the years for entertainment while we got home from school. Watch this. when we got home from school and Mama was still cooking dinner. To pacify us, we sat in front of the television. And to gear our mind toward the supernatural, though as harmless as it looked, it was preparing us to want to delve into the supernatural. We sat down and we watched Bewitched.
I was just going to say that.
Bewitched.
Samantha.
We sat down and we watched Bewitched. This witch who married a mortal man whose mother was a witch, and then they had a little child. And the spirit of witchcraft passed right on to the little child.
That's true. That's so true.
Huh? I think the little baby's name was Tabitha.
Tabitha, I call it.
And Tabitha, she was passed on into the witchery also. So sat down and watched this, and this became the norm with us. And then, so what else did they do, Bishop Townsend, to begin to incorporate this type of mind frame of witchcraft into our psyche? Well, after that, we began to watch I Dream of Jeannie.
Come on.
A genie living in a bottle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And many of you, you know, these little spirits that are coming to your children, now they say, Mama, my friend comes out at night. And you say, oh, my baby got such a big imagination. You better start bringing your baby to church.
All right.
You need to bring your baby to 111 Cloverdale Road as soon as possible. Because there are spirits now trying to attach themselves to these children. Yes, demonic spirits transfer even through television activity. Yes, that's right. Preacher, you looked at pornography one time over the internet, but when you looked at it and you clicked that button and opened it up, there was a transference that took place.
Oh, my God, my God.
That's right, woman of God. You looked at pornography one time, and there was a demonic transfer. And I'm going to tell you something. Those of you that love to run to these prophets and they put their hands on you, as these people are in fornication and adultery, and when they lay hands on you, there is a transference.
Yes, it is. Come on. Somebody got to set these people free. Let them know. Then they're worse off than they was before, Bishop.
Why do you think the word of God says, know them.
Hallelujah.
That labor among you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, I'm going to share something with you. As a true man of God, how can I call you man of God and I don't know nothing about you?
Amen.
How can I call you woman of God if I don't know anything about you? That becomes a hook phrase.
That's right.
A hook line.
Even on our
to get one's attention. Amen. Yeah, they say it all on Facebook a lot of time. And I write a lot of interesting things on Facebook.
Yes.
But the truth of the matter is the word of God say know them.
Know them.
Do some background checks.
Amen. Amen.
Do some background checks on Bishop Townsend to make sure his life is lining up with what he's talking about.
Yes.
I'm not interested in, like I shared with my wife on the way here, I'm not interested in how you were living 15, 20 years ago. How is your life now? What's going on with you now? Amen. My beloved sister, and I thank God for her. Amen. But she used to get up and prophesy. And she would lay hands on people, and they'd get slain in the spirit. And then as soon as she come from prophesying and this, that, and other, she would go to the hotel with a man and said sometimes she would feel so bad looking at in the face of the man at the conference who she was in the hotel with, sleeping with.
The just that other night, you know.
Just the other night. Mm-hmm. So brothers and sisters, now we're living in the lateness of the hour where God is trying to prepare you for the coming of the Lord. How do you know the real man of God? How do you know the real woman of God? They're going to tell you that it is time to get your soul in good standing with God.
Come on now. That's just it. That's it. That's it.
Why do you think the hypocritical scribes and Pharisees got mad at Jesus? Because he didn't come preaching prosperity. He didn't come preaching the Abraham, the blessings of Abraham. He came preaching that the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent.
Hallelujah.
The word of God says in the book of Matthew, even Minister Mildred, it says that in the end time.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus said broad will be the way.
Broad.
That leads to destruction. And many will walk therein. And he said narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. What did Jesus come doing? Jesus came healing the sick, casting out devils, and telling people, go and sin no more. The real man of God is not just going to pray for your healing. He's going to pray for your walk with God.
Come on now. Hey, glory.
The real woman of God is going to pray for your walk with God to tell you to come out of a sinful lifestyle. If they don't tell you that, they ain't real.
That's right. And they don't love you either. Because when you love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth. When you love somebody, you're going to let them know. Just like we say all the time, if a car was coming and you see someone crossing, you got to scream out, hey, or snatch them back. But if you don't say anything, you don't love them. My God, my God. So I know that's the truth. And when you love somebody, you're concerned about souls. You're concerned about their life. You're praying for them. You're fasting. And that's what it's all about. If you got the heart of God, you're going to be concerned about